This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. We're hooked up and raring to go. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, KTGO, booming to the Bakken, and of course KLTC in Dickinson as well, raring to go today. A talk radio town hall day. We'll have a shortened version of that with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Next hour, taking your calls. He was in the chamber last night for the address of President Trump. We're brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And they're all geared up for Energy Day at the North Dakota State Capitol coming up on March 7th. Do you have that on your calendar yet? Are you curious about what lies ahead for the Bakken? Wondering how world oil markets impact drilling and production in North Dakota? It's going to be a fun day. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the state capitol, March 7th. Find out more details at backthebakken.org. Good folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council wanted you to know about that. I look forward to hearing what you think about President Trump's speech last night. I was, I have a lot of thoughts. I'll save them because I want to bring in a guest from the White House to talk about this out of the chute today. The White House Deputy Communications Director. We're joined by Raj Shah today on the program. Raj, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
And folks should know that the Deputy Communications Director at the White House works right alongside the Press Secretary, Sean Spicer, to get the President's message out there and respond to the news of the day and the events of the day and correct what the media portrays, their narrative, their inaccuracies, and getting new information out there. And I would imagine that's taking a lot of your time. When I look at your job description, I see a lot of different things, but correcting the media probably takes most of the time, I would imagine. Is that right, Raj?
Well, it does take up a significant amount of the day, and the media has not always been our greatest friend, but that's why last night was so important. You had the president speaking directly to the American people without the filter of the mainstream media. And so he was allowed to articulate his vision on jobs, on healthcare, on national security, on immigration enforcement, on plenty of other issues, and articulate it from his perspective, make his case directly to the people, and not have a filter that is often hostile and often critical of this president, of his vision, and of his ideas. And that's why I think we had a very successful night last night.
You know, what's interesting to me is that some of the president's critics, some in the media, are a bit flummoxed by last night, right? They can't quite figure it out. What's the deal? They're unable to be critical because there's not a lot to be critical of. I'm thinking that there wasn't a whole lot new last night, right? I mean, there are bits of everything he said where we can point to things that he said in a similar fashion on the same topic in other places. What's different is it was wall to wall, the president before the American people, the president before the joint session of Congress. And as you say, the filter's gone. It was Donald Trump unfiltered. So if we agree it was a good night for the president, if we agree it was a good message, then we have to agree the reason why is because the media was taken out of it. Is that unfair?
I don't think it's entirely unfair. I would also say that the president, as you said, has articulated a lot of these ideas already in the past. And so this was an ability for him to kind of weave his entire vision into one speech, talk about the various components, whether it's the issue of immigration, the issue of job creation, the issue of Obamacare and its repeal and replacement, and how that fits into his overall plan for the American people. And what's important about it is that, yes, it is without the media filter. It is uninterrupted as well, right, which is very important. And, it was well received because it was also hopeful. It was unifying. A lot of the issues, for example, that the president speaks to, for example, like illegal immigration, he highlighted victims of criminal illegal immigrants who should have been deported from the United States and who committed crimes and you know, killed Americans. And in those instances, you put a human impact and a face on some of these problems. And what the media tends to do is, on an issue like that, they focus on, say, the family member who's being deported, or an individual who, you know, may not have committed a crime other than coming here illegally, and shows the human side on that front, but doesn't show the other side when individuals who shouldn't be here, who are, say, criminals or people who have broken the law in other ways and need to be deported, when they are not, there's a human cost there as well. So showing, you know, the president's agenda and putting a human face on it is very important. It's something that we take, we strive to do and take pains to do out of the White House. And sometimes we're not always getting a fair shake, on NBC and CBS and the rest of them.
The, I see Bloomberg called, the speech Trump's teleprompter triumph. That was their quote from Bloomberg. That seems a little bit of a cheap shot, as though it's the teleprompter that's doing the work. I mean, that's sort of typical media pettiness, I guess, right?
It's a little silly, but I'm not too concerned with it. I mean, I you know, they didn't say that the President Obama's speeches, whether they were well received or not, were the former president's teleprompter triumphs or failures. Fact of the matter is, this is the president's vision, as you said. This is not new material. This was, you know, he was heavily involved with the process of writing this speech. He laid out the themes that he has been talking about in depth. And this is his vision. This is as much, you know, his presentation as anybody else as you might want to assign this to. And in fact, I mean, the fact that it was on a teleprompter just means it was delivered well. So I frankly find that to be a little amusing, but not terribly relevant.
Was this a change? Was there a strategic change in the president's delivery or message or anything last night? Well, you know, was it different in any way? The media seems to say, well, we have to acknowledge he did a good job, and a lot of the punditry were saying good things, but then they had to come up with a reason for it. Nicole Wallace on NBC said it felt like an intervention had taken place. You know, was there anything different? What do you say to folks who are trying to look for a reason that it was different?
I think it's because it was not in the face of a media filter. I frankly think that the president is talking about companies that have chosen to invest in the United States since his election, a roaring stock market, a strong plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. I mean, these are popular things that have majority support across this country. It's why he was elected. And so he's talking about these themes, these ideas, and he doesn't have a filter that's hostile to him. And so I think it was highly successful for those reasons. This is the first time he has spoken, obviously, to a joint address, and I thought it was a home run. I really don't think there's anything special or unique about this other than folks got to see it directly from the president. You know, if you tune in, we get millions of views every week when the president delivers his weekly radio address, weekly address. Now we put it on Facebook Live, and those folks get an unadulterated kind of view of the president's vision. Other folks do in other settings, and you know, this is the press just kind of getting the unfiltered version of the president's remarks and having to praise it, because, you know, there was a lot that was praiseworthy.
What did the president think of the reaction in the chamber?
Well, I think he was pleased to see that there was a lot of interruptions for applause. In fact, this president was interrupted nearly 100 times by our count. And, you know, we thought that was just a reflection of the popularity of the policies and the ideas and his conviction to make these things reality. So, you know, the reaction was fantastic, and I think he was proud of it.
And what's job one? Long list there of the to-do list. Well received, as we both agree, especially without the filter. Where does he start?
Well, I mean, I think the first order of business is the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. You know, we'll also have a short version of what they call the skinny budget, which will expand, you know, discretionary defense spending. And then kind of moving into the summer will be a debate about how we fix our nation's tax code and tax reform. And so those are going to be three big items that we're moving forward with. But there's also significant progress we want to make on securing the border and, deporting criminal illegal immigrants. So there's a lot on the agenda. I would say that the healthcare law is, because it is unraveling before us, really on like a weekly and monthly basis, you see news stories about hardship due to the pains of Obamacare. That's kind of front and center. But after that, we've got a big agenda ahead of us.
All right. Look forward to talking about it. Thank you for the time bringing us behind the scenes today, Raj. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
White House Deputy Communications Director Raj Shah, who is right there at the seat of power with President Trump and the speech to a joint session of Congress last night. His recap, now I want yours. Tell me what you think at 800-228-0550. What'd you think? Let us know. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You can text us, too, at 226-8503. 226-8503. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We are witnessing today is the renewal of the American spirit. Our allies will find that America is once again ready to lead. Nations of the world, friend or foe, will find that America is strong, America is proud, and America is free.
That is Donald Trump last night. The renewal of the American spirit is what we are witnessing. Great line from him last night, I thought. One of many. But I think it speaks to a lot of people that we talk to on this show all the time. That's why it really struck me as being kind of one of the key comments of the evening. I mean, for one, if we're going to go back and look at the entire event, and I'd love to hear from you on what you thought was a highlight, but Karen Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator Senior Chief William Ryan Owens, and the comments the president made about her, I have them all, without question, was the moment of the night. And it's at moments like that where the opposition party really looks petty. And they were really petty. Carl Rove was just on Fox News Channel a minute ago talking about, the Democrats. The Democrats were big losers last night, not because there is a president on the podium who's from an opposite political party who's going to propose things that they don't like. That's called politics. That's called elections have consequences. The Democrats were big losers because they're not big enough to actually rise above it and say, yes, we're going to oppose the particular policies. We're going to fight on different things and come up with different ideas and get in the arena of ideas and go to battle with you. No, we're going to be petty, and we're going to wear white, and we're going to do the thumbs down thing, and we're going to do a bunch of really petty stuff. Here's Karl Rove talking about it. See if you agree with what he's saying.
For him, most of whom did vote for him, who say drop the tweeting, you know, be presidential. And that group, which includes supporters and non-supporters, got what they wanted last night. And then there are some people who are against him, but they had to begrudgingly admit that was the tone that they were looking for in the president of the United States last night.
Now, how tough is it to take it to the Hill and actually carry out the things that he proposed last night?
Well, very tough. And I'm going to be writing about this in my Wall Street Journal column on Thursday, because last night was a very robust agenda, one that would be difficult to enact in any circumstances. But given both the divided nature of Congress, I mean, you saw it last night. I mean,
there we go.
The Democrats barely stood when he came in. Many of them did not applaud. Even when he condemned hate and evil in all of its forms, there were a lot of Democrats who sat on their hands.
How do you sit?
The stony silence. They did applaud from Mrs. Trump. She got more applause than he did from the Democratic side. But we had them, you know, going thumbs down at certain points. And, when he talked about Obamacare, they were, you know, and the backbenchers were all going like this.
Thumbs
but
down.
The only times that they really stood up and cheered were paid family leave. And then when he talked about NATO, when Republicans and Democrats both stood up. But, yeah, it's a very divisive atmosphere. And these issues are also very, very complex.
They are. But that's why he's there. This is what I like Carl a lot, but this is why people like Carl don't get that. They're complex. They've not been handled well, and he's there to fix them. And guess what? He has us. That comes back to the renewal of the American spirit. In my mind, that's what this is about. You remove the filter of the media, talk directly to the people, and the Democrats can look petty all they want, do their thumbs down thing, everything else. He's going to tackle the complex issues, and he's going to have a whole new group of people behind him. That's a lot of wind at his back. It's my take. I want yours. 800-228-0550 or text me, 367-2054. You can also text Todd, the radio god Mitchell, at 226-8503. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a group of people together so pathetic and so petty and so a lack of adult behavior. It was just almost nauseating. They don't have a clue. See, Trump doesn't care. I mean, Trump is going to do what Trump's going to do. He's a businessman. He said, this is the way we're going to go about it. He's not going to be swayed by these two-year-olds holding their breath till they turn blue. It ain't going to do a thing to him. It's not going to do a thing to him. It's just, I almost felt sorry for a Democrat last night, saying, this is your party. They're sitting out there, sitting on their thumbs. They have, the lack of class was so pathetic. Oh, it's not hard to see why they're getting beat. That is for sure.
Absolutely. So the Democrats had the, the temper tantrum last night with Logan, and just, again, this is going to sound like a broken record, and I'm not going to do this every time they do something stupid, but I will today about last night. Imagine Republican members of Congress wearing a certain color to show their opposition to Obama, giving the thumbs down, not standing on basic, simple things we can agree about, for instance, being against hate. Just imagine the treatment they would receive in the media. And therein lies the other issue here. Donald Trump has never been presented directly to the American people. The vast majority of people get their news about Donald Trump and what he proposes through a very corrupt media. So last night, a lot of people are raving, but it's because they had him without the filter. So the more that happens, the bigger danger for the media. So
it was totally impressive. See, and Donald Trump showed me one thing last night. He has no fear. He has no fear of him whatsoever. He said, "You do what you want to do. I am going to do what I was elected to do without fear." And that is a leader, as far as I'm concerned.
Good points, Jim. He's not going to cower. Marianne Bismarck, your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Pretty much ditto what the previous gentleman said. I probably should be ashamed to admit this, but I've never, ever sat down and watched an entire president's speech before because, well, when I was younger, I thought it was just a waste of time. And as I got older and having been associated with the farming community, I could smell manure from way off.
I like that, yes.
Okay. And so last night I started to watch it, and I thought, well, we'll see how long I can make it through this. And I actually watched the whole thing. I was so impressed. And I found myself sitting there thinking, never, ever would I have thought that I would be impressed with Donald Trump. I mean, this man is a man of action. He says, "I'm going to do this," and he does it. And that is, and I know I've heard you and countless others say the very same thing. That is so foreign to what happens in D.C. You make these political promises only to get elected. You don't make them to actually act on them, and he's acting on them. And they don't have a clue. And having once proudly proclaimed myself as a Democrat, which I have stopped doing now for the last few years, I was so ashamed of how they behaved last night. It was just sickening, just absolutely sickening. Those are adult people, and they're acting like children.
Fascinating analysis, Mary. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. Take a break. When we come back, I want to play a clip that I thought was the moment of the night. Pretty incredible. And take more of your calls. Congressman Kevin Cramer, next hour or two with the Talk Radio Town Hall and your questions for him. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. Right now they're hiring technicians. Listen up. If you're not making upwards of $32 an hour, I got a new employer for you. Polar Service Center, Kildare, Williston, Billings 2. Call Adam at 701-495-0997 right now. Adam, 495-0997, Polar Service Center.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
Todd, did you watch last night? You watched the speech? Did you have time to
edit on the radio? Because
that's right. Yeah, you listened.
Yeah.
Good way to take it in. Right?
And you know what I get a kick out of is watching my various friends on social media who are on the left. Even many of them, I'd say more than half of them. Did admit it was a good speech.
They do.
So
they,
and it was kind of interesting to see that admission.
They go into it not a big Trump fan or an all-out critic and say, not bad. I liked it.
Yeah.
How about that? I liked it.
And let's face it. My whole thing is he's not. He did not run to be president of the globe. President of the world. He ran to be president of the United States, and isn't that what we elected in the first place?
I have been hearing from some folks that would, be fairly in the Trump category, but they too were sort of impressed enough to go to another level. Here's an example. By far the best speech I've ever witnessed. I truly believe we Americans have a chance. Unbelievable. See, that comes back to that renewal of the American spirit, because you get to the point where you start to wonder. You start to wonder, when you look at $20 trillion in debt and porous borders and ISIS on the move and winning, you say, and you don't have a cohesive strategy to stop it, you get worried. It goes on to say, I was a supporter early on, but I had no idea the depth of Trump's talent, cabinet choices, unbelievable. That's that renewal of the American spirit that is heartening a lot of folks. Here's another texter. I saw a lot of Democrats that had no choice other than to applaud. Yeah. Another, last night's speech was too much working together, crossing the aisle, bipartisanship. When Republicans work with Democrats, the GOP, the people, the country loses. When Democrats win, Marxist socialism wins. I thought Trump came off as weak. All right. That is a text from somebody who has the one and only opinion of that sort anywhere on the planet, but that's okay. What the show is for. That's why we're here. So proud of Trump, says another. Speech was superb. I cried profusely during the Ryan Owens mention. Then I laughed also with the two gals giving thumbs down. Pathetic. I love Trump. Not just a home run, says another. It was a record-setting grand slam. The Democrats looked like a bunch of idiots for the most part. It was not their best moment.
The tantrum continues.
Another texture. I was ashamed of the Democrats, but President Trump made me proud to be an American. Andy says, there was one younger gentleman on the left that stood almost every time. Do you know who that was? I don't.
No.
If we could find that out. Let me get Dan and Dickinson in here, and then I want to play you that money moment from last night. That was so heartfelt. Don, what's on your mind?
Well, all I got one word, Scott. Wow. Because it's about time that we have somebody in Washington that has the gumption and the know-how to put the American people first. And I seen it in him a long time ago when he first started to run, and all I can say is this is why we voted him in. I have to agree with Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace even said it was probably the best State of the Union speech that he's witnessed in his lifetime of all the presidents he has sat and listened to. So I think I have to say is, it's about time somebody put our country before everybody else.
Yeah, that panel on Fox after was pretty amazing because you had, you know, folks like Juan Williams and some that would be what I would call constant critics, even some Republicans that have been lukewarm to him, right along with Chris Wallace and Brett Hume and others, who Brett Hume and Chris Wallace are not going to say they like the guy if they don't. Chris Wallace would, you know, err on the side of disliking something rather than liking it and praising it. And he was very, you know, complimentary, and so was Brett Hume. So, and those guys aren't easy critics, right? They're not easy, so pretty extraordinary. Good points, Don. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch for waiting, and enjoy chatting with you. 800-228-0550. Matt, run that clip, if you would, of Donald Trump last night with a moment that I think will rank right up there. Since Ronald Reagan first started the tradition of bringing people in to be honored within the speech. Listen to this.
We are blessed to be joined tonight by Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator, Senior Chief William Ryan Owens. Ryan died as he lived, a warrior and a hero, battling against terrorism and securing our nation. I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity. Thank you.
Now, mind you, if you saw this last night on television, you know how powerful this was. If you didn't, and you're just hearing it for the first time now, his widow is really struggling. I mean, she is crying, and she is looking up heavenward and mouthing things to her husband and just trying desperately to get through this. But where she really came to life was after this moment because of the controversy surrounding this particular situation. And what had happened and how it was sort of minimized about what the effort was about. She really appreciated that. You can tell that. Trump is clapping himself through this in addition to the...
I was wondering if that was you clapping in front of your mic.
It should be, but that's him by his mic.
And Ryan is looking down right now. You know that. And he's very happy because I think he just broke a record. For as the Bible teaches us, there is no greater act of love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Ryan laid down his life for his friends, for his country, and for our freedom. And we will never forget Ryan.
President Donald Trump and the moment of last night's address to a joint session of Congress. The record he's referring to, obviously, is the fact that the amount of applause, sustained applause for that, just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Corinne Owens, the widow of U.S. Navy Special Operator Senior Chief William Ryan Owens, honored last night along with her late husband. Amazing. All right. Who is next here? Let's go to Marlene in Grand Forks. What's on your mind? You're next.
Good morning, Scott. That was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yes, it sure
was. I have a few, three things that I was kind of ticked off. One of the people is Al Franken in Minnesota, who sat there like he was dozed off, slouched in his chair and was half asleep. You know,
I noticed the exact same thing, Marlene. It was as though he was watching football on his couch at home on a Sunday. Looked just
exactly.
And awful. I agree.
Pathetic.
Yeah,
really
very
pathetic.
Disrespectful. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And the other times was with when the girl that was in the wheelchair up there is going to college. You know, she got a standing ovation. They did not. The Democrats did not stand up even to clap for her. And the third thing was when Donald Trump gave praise to God for creating this country and us, and they couldn't even stand up when he praised God. What is wrong with that party?
That's the same party that booed God at the Democratic Convention. Don't forget that. Remember
that's
that?
Right.
Yeah,
they were
booing the inclusion of God in their platform. That one didn't surprise me. The young lady in the wheelchair was highlighted because of the fact that she's alive today because of her father fighting so hard to take on find a cure for her. She had a rare disease. And the president was talking about new investments in areas to find that the FDA doesn't work, they take too long, and we can't do this anymore. So that's why this young lady is being celebrated. So, again, how you don't stand up for that is beyond me. It's just, you know.
I don't know. I don't understand it. They're lost in the weeds, Scott. They're lost in the weeds. That's a party I used to belong to years ago. And I'm so glad I left that party. They are lost. They are lost souls.
Yeah, and I don't know how anybody watching that, you know, I want to be with Al Franken. I want to be slumping, in the chair there. I don't. Does it bring anybody new to their party? I don't. That's what confuses me. I don't see how this is good strategy at all.
You had a speech full of hope, and you had a speech afterwards from the Democrats that was just full of haranguing, and there was no hope there at all. You know, it's sad.
It is, Marlene, and I think you pointed out some things that need to be pointed out. They need to be asked about them. Good points. Thanks for the call. Bob in Fergus Falls has a comment for me. Ken in North Carolina wants to talk about Trump and immigrants. We'll do that after a break here. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Make today the day you say, you know what, I'm going to improve my health by getting better sleep and a great deal at the same time. The 40% off two MyPillow Premium, two Go Anywhere Premium pillows, plus $100. You spend that, you get free shipping too. Call 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay? Call us, 800-228-0550. Back to more of What's on Your Mind after this.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
PetroServe USA.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Watford City, North Dakota, one of the great communities of our great state, there is an annual Chamber Economic Development Dinner. And that is a wonderful event if you're in that part of the neck of the woods. I know that Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford will be there. And I believe they're working on also, at one time at least, the governor was scheduled to be there as well. But it's a big event. I was there last year. Really enjoy it. They have a keynote speaker, a fellow by the name of Devin Henderson. Tickets are $50 if you get them before the event starts tonight. $65 if you wait to get them at the door. The event usually is a sellout. Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, McKenzie County Economic Development Corporation annual meeting starts with a social from 5 to 7:30. The meeting from 7:30 to 8:15. The keynote speaker at 8:30. And you'll find out a lot about what's happening up there. So check it out, watfordcitychamber.com, for more information if you want to check it out. Back to your calls in a moment. Someone also said I should remind people it's Ash Wednesday. I'm happy to do that. It is Ash Wednesday, and I'll be at Ash Wednesday Mass later today. They sent that along with a link to a story that says Ash Wednesday can be excruciatingly embarrassing if you work in an office. Why would that be, Todd? Why do you think that it could be excruciatingly embarrassing? It has to be for people that live somewhere else, not here. But I don't know where. Oh, yeah. Look, this is a UK in the URL. It's a story in one of the some Metro news organization, which I think is the UK. Why do you think it'd be excruciatingly embarrassing? Any ideas, Todd? Any care to wage any guesses?
I was actually listening to a phone caller came in, so I guess I missed your question.
I said, the article is Ash Wednesday can be excruciatingly embarrassing if you work in an office. And a listener of ours sent this along saying you should mention it's Ash Wednesday and you should talk about this
article. I suppose, people walking around with the ash cross on their forehead are probably going to get ostracized by some idiots. So,
yeah.
Some
of the questions I asked of the coworker with the ashes on the face in this article, did I fall on my face in a muddy park? Did I accidentally smear mascara on my forehead? Have I allowed a wandering pen to accidentally draw above my brow? I mean, oh my
God. How do you feel about the drive-through place in Fargo that's going to be doing that for a couple hours today?
If that's your only opportunity to in some way recognize a very, very solemn day in the church calendar, in the Christian holiday, that's okay. Yeah, I think it'd be better to, take in an actual service somewhere.
Right. I mean, there's a certain irony. I mean, that all started with folks from Chicago going to the train station and reaching out to people, which seems a little bit different than setting up a drive-by thing. But
yeah, in fact, they talk about in this article, there's a drive-through of some kind for pedestrians, two priests standing outside and rubbing small crosses of palm ash into, any Christian passing by that wants to observe Ash Wednesday. Again, proving this is an article from Europe because that would not fly in the church here. But,
no kidding.
You know, the ashes are made from palm branches, and they're usually, obviously blast the previous year on Palm Sunday. And then, the idea of the cross on your head on the first day of Lent is to say, turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel, and remember that you're dust, and to dust you shall return. So it's not some sort of flippant little thing. I mean, it's an admission of the fact that you've done.
Unless you tried to do your own cross with like a bad magic marker or something.
No, not good.
That's cheating. Do not do. God knows.
Exactly right. You're not admitting any guilt or having a plea of forgiveness with that. So anyway, it is Ash Wednesday. Make this the year, right? That you've just 40 days, do it right. Okay, so let's see. Ken is now. Bob at Fergus Falls is next. Bob, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I didn't get to see the speech last night. I heard it on the radio, so I did. This was news to me that the Democrats sat down at those opportune moments. I guess it just kind of shocking, and it proves to me that you can be genuine and unified in what you believe and still be on the wrong side of the equation. I think that, if they would have stood up, it would have been hypocritical. So they were being genuine in being against Trump and anything that he had to say. And I'm not praising him. I'm just saying, as a matter of fact, that it's just not enough to be genuine. We have to rise above that, and that's something that they can't do figuratively or literally. So, I mean, they're almost to be pitied for the position they're in because they're showing their true colors, and that's good for the nation, too, because...
And it brings them no one. It brings them no one to their side, Bob. Good points. Up against the clock, so I better roll here. Karen and Starbuck, give me your best 30 seconds here.
Hi, a couple comments on the last female caller that you had before the break. The Democrats can't praise God because to do so we're praising the Christian God. To do so would offend their non-Christian constituents, and they certainly don't want to do that. Second point is that they can't praise entrepreneurship, as in the case of the father of the disabled young woman in the wheelchair, because to do so would be an admittance that their bureaucratic control of business is a failure.
They're in quite a pickle, Karen. Good points. Love Starbuck, Minnesota. Thanks for the call. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that. And hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're... If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.